Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? You got 11 in a row for your Houston Astros. The sun is shining. Thankfully. Good woo! Lord, have we had enough rain? There it is, straight from the Blitz. Nick, give us a woo. Nick is here, Barry's here, and I'm here.
What up?
So, why can't we all just have fun for the next 3 hours?
Yeah.
We already had enough fun because Barry Warner gave us more than we needed.
What did he call you?
Lamb of crap. Why do you think that's so
you
funny?
You actually do find that very amusing.
It's childish.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That is childish. Grow
he
up,
called
Mr.
You
Warner.
Lamb of crap.
Nick, that's... more importantly, which I noticed, the 73-year-old man was wearing a jersey. A complete no-no in the rules of Laminack.
That's true.
And you know what Barry said? As in Laminack? Hey, Barry, nice shirt. I looked at him like, are you kidding me?
I mean, you know, when you got one foot in the grave, you don't pick on people.
Oh, here we go. And he said he'd be listening, but you know it'll take him an hour just to get down to the car.
He can't hear anyway, so he might be listening.
Nah, man, those
but
hearing aids are amazing.
Does he have hearing aids?
Dude, he can hear you from a mile away, bro.
Really?
Do not underestimate his hearing.
Okay.
I can tell you right now he's doing his best, Patrick Creighton, because I can hear him. He's still in the hallway.
Well, yeah. It's going to take him 9 hours to leave because he has to stop and talk to everybody.
Yep.
I get here today and he's like, Laminack! I'm like, I don't have time for this. I got lunch. I need to eat. I got to do it. Now you come here! I was like, oh my God, this is going to take 5 hours now.
I got out of
the
way.
He can't just get to the point. You know what I mean? Like... It takes forever.
To get to the punchline will take forever.
It basically took him 37 minutes to tell me he was going to come to a show and throw Rotten Tomatoes at me. Yeah. I was like, well, that payoff wasn't even worth it.
And I got out of the way so he could tell Barry this. And then I looked at him and I go, you realize what a waste of time? Like, you really took a roundabout way to tell him that and it wasn't worth it. And he was like, well, you know, Joel... And I was like, okay.
Yeah. So that started the day off great.
Yeah, I've always been impressed by his hearing aids.
Really?
I was talking trash
really
behind his back. Dude, they're like this tiny.
Yeah, because I've never seen them.
Yeah, he hears everything. Everything.
He's got one of those.
Now, if they're not in his ear, there's no, fair game.
What are those listening devices where it's not a hearing aid, but it can pick up stuff across the room. Have you seen those commercials?
No.
There's like, she looks really great. And it's like that lady's using it to spy on people.
Uh-uh.
I'm going to get one of those.
I've never seen that. But I'll tell you this, which is very cool. On the Nike campus in Beaverton, Oregon, their cafeteria, because they wanted to eliminate gossip, their cafeteria has this rounded ceiling. But somehow, some way, like you could be sitting on the other side of the cafeteria and I can hear your conversation like someone's talking right in my ear.
Yeah.
And it's just the craziest thing because you're like, nah, that's not good. That's not true. And you sit down and you're like listening to the people's conversation on the other side of the room. You're like, this is pretty badass.
Yeah.
It's creepy though, right? It is the way that works.
Yeah. Because you're conscious and everything. You're like, I'm not saying a word about anybody.
I want to make a rule.
Another one?
Well, it's not really for the show.
Okay, good.
It's for Subway.
Oh, okay.
If you have busted feet and you're in line at the Subway, could you cover them? Please.
It's general public. They had like a flipper on, right?
I swear, I don't know what was wrong with this woman's feet.
Oh, it was a woman.
But it looked like... It looked like she was it looked like she was playing soccer with a pineapple barefoot. They were the most messed up. And they were all I've seen ashy feet before. This looked like she was kicking a bag of flour. Like, I'm going to tweet this picture of it because I
took pictures of her feet.
Yeah, of course I did. Of course. Yeah.
How old is this lady?
I don't know.
You're not ragging on like 90-year-old lady.
Yeah,
feet.
I was gonna say if she's like
Was young. She was young. She might have been in her 20s.
What?
Yeah. When you see these, you're gonna be like, oh my God.
Are you gonna tweet it out?
Yeah, I'm gonna tweet it.
At Barry is funny.
It's
they're gonna make Shaq's feet look sexy.
I don't understand why they're so, it looks like she stepped in paint. Look at that. What the hell's going on with that? and I got to eat. And then the lady, I usually get a little bit of mustard and mayo on my sandwich. I just did mustard today.
That's not as bad as I was expecting, but that's more like
worse. Are you kidding me?
That's more like.
Are you not seeing that?
Shaq's foot is worse.
Well, Shaq's toe makes a right
like
turn.
The next day when Warren Sapp went, thanks, Shaq, now I feel confident in doing this. And Warren Sapp's foot looks like.
This looked like she put on some Gold Bond powder but didn't rub it in. Like, I don't understand why this is so. Like, it's so ashy.
You're sure that's from her feet?
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Could be.
But I'm just like, I don't know.
She's wearing jeans, so it could come from other areas and just slide down the pant leg.
Yeah. I didn't want to see that right before I was going to eat a sandwich.
That bothers you that much?
Yeah. That was gross.
Nick, do you have that? Does that affect you that way? Like, that would affect your appetite?
No, not really.
Me
either. I think it's got to be more gory, like blood. You know, then I'll get disgusted.
Yeah.
But if it's just whatever.
You should have seen them live.
Still don't think it would alter my hunger. Like, I'd still be in line ordering what I want and still be hungry enough to eat all. I'm not going to.
I don't know.
That's on them.
Hey, Nick, I keep getting asked by people, what's up with the stream? It's in mono.
Yeah, I was asked one that headphone. Yesterday. And
I think it has something to do with the power outage. Ever since we lost power on Sunday.
Damn power outage just screwed everything up.
We know the stream is in mono and not stereo.
Let me turn my phone off.
Yeah, but I think they're working on a fix. I don't know, though. I can't be too sure. So, sorry.
It's got to be the same person because I've gotten tweets and texts on it. And he or she is really upset that he can hear it in stereo on radio, on the terrestrial platform, but not.
Yeah, that's how it works. I mean, I don't know.
We'll get it fixed.
Yeah, we know. They're working on it. All right.
For sure.
So they're working on it. So there you go. So, did you watch the game last night?
I did.
And?
I just continue to be impressed with that team. I mean, I'm sitting there watching the lead dwindle, and I'm going, God, this could be the first one that they let slip. You know, because Fires just has bad luck. Look, as bad as he's been, he also gets a lot of bad luck because the play Marwin made at third was fantastic with the glove, but then throwing it into right field, I was like, oh no.
At first, I thought they brought in Bregman as a defensive replacement. I was like, oh Lord, that's tough. You're having a bad day when they replace you defensively with Bregman, but then it turns out Marwin's hand was hurting. So that wasn't the case. But yeah, you're right. That was a tough luck play for him. There was the other one too. The double play.
How about Aoki? Aoki.
Oh makes, yeah, yeah. The trap.
Everybody thought was a catch and was a trap. Yeah, and so I kept thinking, Fires does get a lot of bad luck this year. It's just nothing's going his way because he didn't pitch bad. When his breaking pitch, he can locate it. He's not bad, and at least he's not giving up like four bombs in a game anymore. But he definitely deserved to get the win. After he got through five, I thought, okay, well, and even the announcers were like, no, he's really looking good. And then he couldn't get out of the sixth, couldn't get it out. And then,
but at least he got the win. Good for him,
yes,
for that.
And tip your cap to the bullpen again. Hoyt looked great. And the other lefty, yeah. I'm like, okay, bring me 98 with
Goodwin or whatever the hell
with,
is.
With a slider and Tony Sipp. Go sit down for a while.
Yeah. Hoyt gave up the one run and gave up the one home run.
Yep.
But other than that, I mean, that's going to happen on occasion. But yeah, Harris, Feliz, the whole bully came in, did their job again.
Yep.
And then, you know, you had McCann going deep. And then, I've been down on Gurriel a little bit lately. Mm-hmm. I haven't been – he's been struggling. But as of late, he's really picked it up. And not only does he add some insurance, but he does it off the Royals' closer. So that's good to see that he can get to the back end of a bullpen. And Herrera's no slouch.
I was going to say, Herrera's good. And here's the other thing.
But it's good to see that he can get to the back end of the bullpen and do some damage. Did you see this crazy stat about the 7-8-9 hitters?
Yeah. How about that?
Their OPS is better than the major league average for 1, 2, and 3 hitters.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And you look
I forget who gave that. I wanted to give them credit. Was it I've got it here. Hold on. I don't want to go without giving that person credit.
And then I also saw and I heard Hinch talk about it too. The difference, what a difference a year makes, that in the past he didn't want to sell out his, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9 guys of a year ago. He goes, but my 6, 7, 8, 9 guys are all 250 and above now.
Yeah.
He goes, look across the field. Kansas City's are all struggling to get around 2.
Yeah, well, that's what I mentioned that I think at the beginning of the month when we talked about the fact that this team a year ago was all strikeouts and no contact, and you had guys struggling to make 200, and now the lowest average on the team is in the 250s or 240s from a starter. So, yeah, it was David Schoenfeld who he tweeted out the stat that said Houston's 789 hitters are batting 285 and slugging 502. That's what it was. They're slugging 502, which is better than the MLB average for the 3-4-5 spot. Which is at 265 and 459. That's crazy.
And I was,
good for them.
That's the one that I was getting to, too. I mean, I kept waiting for them. Like, this could be the first one that they really blow. And then Gurriel, they had chances. Look, they had chances, and I didn't like what they did in the eighth inning. I thought they could have played a little small ball just to be smart to get that run in. And then to have Marwin running. I'm sorry, no, not I didn't like Marwin running on that double play, that strike him out, throw him out.
Yeah.
And I thought that they could have moved Reddick over. Just to try it with Correa coming up, just so you could get that insurance. But then it doesn't matter.
I was going to say, are you going to get, I mean, that's, I think if you're doing that, you're having to look for something. I mean, they're out there just 11 in a row on the road.
It's just,
is ridiculous.
Longest streak in the majors.
Yeah.
And, you know, closing down some franchise records. But more and more, they're just opening up a bigger gap in the division and starting to get more love nationally, which I love.
Yeah.
So we can talk about a lot of things. We've got the Stanley Cup, which y'all want to talk about. We've got, of course, Astros baseball and a whole lot more. So if you want to join us, 713-780-ESPN. That's 713-780-3776. That's the HR&P listener line. You text or you call at that number, or you text us at Barry is Funny, at The Producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K. We're the usual suspects. This is ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4, Usual Suspects, continuing to roll on. Just getting underway, and hopefully you guys are in for the long haul and want to participate.
A couple people were saying thank you because they thought their headphones were broke.
Yeah.
One guy was like, hey, thanks. You guys had me looking like an a-hole at Best Buy trying to return my headphones because only one side was working.
I told someone else that said that. Just change the battery. The noise reduction headphones still need a battery change.
And then another texter wanted to know, how do you guys feel about McCannon ball when McCann hits a home run?
I was going to bring that up to you.
Astros Facebook is calling them that, and I'm sick of unnecessary home run names. Yeah, welcome to my club.
Springer dinger!
You guys understand. I mean, I think most people that listen to this show know how much I hate that. And then I see John Wessling on Twitter yesterday. He tweets to Jeff Blum. He's like, hey, maybe you should call it. He opened up a McCann whoop-ass. And I was like, see, you're not helping Wessling.
Because I saw it transpire on Twitter. McCann hits the home run. And so I don't know what account it was, but someone's Twitter account said, you got to call it a McCannon ball. And then he does. Ugh. And I'm like, well, where's the Aoki Pokey then?
Yeah, exactly. Let's just get with it. I mean,
is that when he picks it off the ground and makes it look like a catch? It's the Aoki Pokey.
I don't like McCannon ball, McCann whoop ass. I mean, if he strikes out, are you going to say McCant? Let's not. I mean,
it's possible.
We don't need to get into all that. Just call it. Just yeah. I don't. Springer dinger. Now they're saying it nationally.
Yep.
Oh, it's the worst.
I love it.
And you know what? Everyone that tweets me every time this dude hits a home run, y'all can all go to hell. I'm not even watching the game, and my Twitter just starts blowing. I'm like, oh, Springer must have went deep because I've got like 19 messages. Springer dinger at Barry is Funny. I'm like, dude, y'all are killing me. Yeah, they
It'd
love
be
it.
Great to get an Astro on our show.
Watch him hit. Watch him hit. Yeah, Nick. Watch him hit like 40 this year, and I'm going to deal with that the whole year.
You'd be happy
I'm
with
kinda
that.
I'm kind of wishing for a Springer slump. No.
You'll take it if he hits 40.
Getting old. Ugh.
I
hear
I'll
Bill
Worrell
is coming in the studio. Maybe we can get him to record a liner. Hey, it's a Springer dinger, and then just play it for Barry the entire
hit
show.
Hit that one to Galvin. Galveston, huh?
God, that would make him so mad.
It would.
It'd be great. We could run that every day. Seriously, you wouldn't take 40. You wouldn't deal with Springer Dinger if he hit 40 bombs.
No.
Oh, baby.
Nope.
But Aoki Pokey, no problem.
I love Aoki Pokey. It's the best. Now, that, see, Aoki Pokey and Conger Donger are the two that I want established. The rest of them can all go to hell and go away. But if we could just stick with Aoki Pokey and Conger Donger, which he's not here anymore, but then that would be fine. Those are great. The rest of them suck.
Speaking of your boy Westling, too, getting love on the Astros promo spots, too.
Oh, yeah. He's big time.
Yeah.
He's a highfalutin kind of guy.
Man, they got him all over the place like manure. They just spread him out all over.
Yeah. He's done all, and he did that after he left.
Is that right?
Yeah. So I guess I told you the story about one time he just tweeted Jeff Luno and was like, hey, give me tickets. And he did.
Yeah, you said that.
Pretty but crazy.
Now, he's not a season ticket holder. They just know he's a fan?
Yeah, I don't know how it exactly happened. He just tweeted at him and they had a conversation and he ended up sitting in Luno's seats.
Man, good for him.
Yeah.
Because that's pretty sweet to get that kind of exposure and, you know, to show your fandomonia.
But he just calls him a fan. They just label him a fan.
Yes. Yeah, they didn't say like, yeah. Comedian and former radio exiled. What does he have on his Twitter? Exiled radio host?
Yeah.
Yeah. They didn't say all that. Okay, so I tweeted the picture out of that lady's feet and her foot.
I was waiting for that.
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
And your sister said it looks like some chalk fell off her stick and on at the pool hall. Which is true.
First of all, there's no chance that my sister's at a pool hall. But second of all, no one needed to help her with the mono thing. I would have been fine with her struggling with that for days.
Abby's mom said probably shaking some flour and chicken in a grocery bag. That's a small hole. I'm telling you, it's bad. It's worse than you said.
I'm telling you, people, that might not be from her feet because she's wearing jeans and it just trickled down.
Born to America said through stuff front. You know you'd suck those toes. No. No.
Suck those toes?
Yep. Not going to do it.
That could be corn starch from chafing.
Not going to do it.
And it just came down.
Mm.
Just trickled down the tube of jeans.
That's so gross.
Hey, go All get right. yourself another foot long.
Troy wants to know, how about a you linger dinger? No. Troy, I block you. I will block you right now on Twitter. Don't you start that with me, young man. A peacock peck out when he gets a strikeout. Oh, my God.
Jeez.
Craig, I hate you, too. Oh, I'm going to have to start blocking. I'm going to block Twitter. I'm just going to remove the app during Astros season. It's getting out of hand, you guys.
So, David Polino tonight, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
You okay with that? Just because the offense is so good, it doesn't matter?
Yeah. I mean, you don't really have a choice.
Right.
How did he do his last time out? He didn't do too bad,
did
he?
Wasn't too bad. No, and
I mean, they won, obviously.
Musgrove expects to be back by this weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so that helps.
Not really something to look forward to, but, you know, he's...
You're not happy with Joe Musgrove?
I mean, he's a five. He is what he is, you know? He's not all world.
So he's coming back from shoulder discomfort to give you more abdominal discomfort?
Okay.
Just because of the fact that he makes you sick?
He doesn't make me sick. Fires... Previous performances made me sick, but it was nice to see him the way he pitched last night. He didn't pitch too bad. I found it interesting they were talking about that dude's been working with Lance McCullers, getting some tips on throwing that curveball.
Yep.
I found that to be interesting. You got that younger Lance McCullers out there giving tips, but he's got a hell of a curveball. So
yes, he does.
It looks to have helped a little bit. So he didn't do too bad. Good for him.
So Stroh's going for 12 in a row tonight with Polino on the hill to face the Royals once again. They continue, like we said, offensively to look better and better as they will face Jake Junis tonight. Not exactly the intimidating force that you have seen in years past with Kansas City. So we'll see what happens. 12 in a row would be, again, continuing the longest win streak in Major League Baseball this year for the team with the best record in Major League Baseball this year. So go Stros. Just keep on doing what you're doing. And as we mentioned yesterday, George Springer, American League Player of the Week, as he continues to stack up the awards for the Astros as he was Player of the Week. Last month's Player of the Month was Carlos Correa. Last month's Pitcher of the Month was Lance McCullers. And April's Pitcher of the Month was Dallas Keuchel.
Yeah. All that just says good team.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad. Ben
Herbie Hancock 06 on Twitter wants to know if McCann hits a double, can we call it a McDouble with cheese?
See,
it's not bad, Ben. I actually don't mind that a McDouble as much. I really don't.
Food involved in it?
Yeah. Maybe. As long as you don't look at feet before you get the McDouble with cheese.
Maybe because it involves hamburgers. Maybe. Yeah.
So they can be completely cheesy as long as there's food involved.
If they're actually about cheese, that's okay. They can be cheesy then. I like McDouble. You don't like that?
It's all right.
Okay.
Springer dinger. I like that.
Cut his mic off.
Springer dinger from Galveston.
Kind of a random thought here, but apparently the Kevin Durant press conference was ended short because there was like a really loud noise coming out of the ceiling. Mm-hmm. And he kind of freaked out. He's like, that thing is shaking there, buddy. I'm leaving.
In
he
Cleveland?
Just walked out. Yeah.
Well, you Kevin know, Durant. Remember how I asked why LeBron was able to blow off the press conference?
Yeah. It's because he gets mad. It's late. Runs late, right?
No, they've made him wait a few times. So he said, until further notice, I'm not doing it. And I believe there's a fine associated with that.
Yeah, because you have to do it.
You have to do
it. But it comes from the NBA.
But if he does hold court in front of his locker like regular season, that might get him off the hook. But come on, Bron, it's the playoffs.
Did you see where a reporter was talking to Kevin Durant and he kept messing up Steph Curry's name? Called him Shane Curry and then Steve Curry. And Durant was like, bro, you forgot Steph Curry's name? It was great.
Yeah, how about this? So I got a buddy of mine that used to work with me at the Rockets that works in San Francisco now. And his female friend was going to the game. And she was going to have seats courtside or close. And he goes, hey, if you get a chance, say hi to Steph Curry for me. And she goes, yeah, if I see her. She had no idea Steph Curry, who he was. So she thought he was a female.
Nice.
There you go. All right, so the show continues. If there's something you want to get off your chest, 713-780-ESPN, where you can text us or you can call or hit us up on Twitter. We're the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Nick, Barry, Joel, till 4, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, continue to roll on as we scan the globe and span it as well, trying to get you the latest and greatest, or maybe even some of the funniest, in stories across the country and the world, in all sports and otherwise. And one of the things that we notated that you guys might be interested in, nothing says happy birthday more than a pink slip. Anthony Tolliver, the Sacramento Kings, who had a two-year deal worth $16 million, but the second year was only guaranteed for $2 million, gets the Sacramento Kings Twitter account to tweet out happy birthday and retweet fans if you want to wish him a happy birthday. And several hours later, Adrian Wojnarowski of the Yahoo says, oh, by the way, Anthony Tolliver was just cut by the Kings.
Yeah, it was crazy because it was like the Sacramento tweet went out at like 10:30 in the morning. Hey, RT this if you want to wish Tolliver a happy birthday. And then at 4 o'clock that same day, Wojnarowski was like, he gone. Like, that sucks.
And if I'm Daryl Morey, I'm ringing him up. I'm going to at least kick the tires on him, because if you want a guy coming off your bench that has been in a rotation for the last several years that can shoot the basketball, that's kind of one of those guys because he's got some height, he's got some length, but he can shoot it, he would fit.
By the way, the messed up part about it is that the tweet from the King said, RT to wish A. Tolliver 44 a happy birthday. Mm-hmm. It got 134 retweets, RTs. But the tweet about him getting let go got 265. That ain't right.
It's not right, but it's society the way we live in it today.
That ain't right at all. And that's just the RTs, the likes. The birthday one got 149. The Wojnarowski, he got let go, 397. People are cold, man.
No doubt about it.
Oh, that's sad. That
hey,
sucks.
Everybody see the Aggies are going on to the Super Regionals, too, in baseball? Wow. Yeah. The Cougars at home.
Had are you doing chance. That because the, yeah, the two walked Cougars in she are in there was together?
Dialed in deeply to it. The Aggies upset the Cougars and are on their way to the Super Regionals, trying to make a path to the College World Series, while the Cougs go home.
Joel's just over here making friends.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just facts. Sports is what it is, and that's what happened. So Kirsten not happy about that, but she's in Nick's room, so everything's good in the world. So we got that. We saw that. How about this Lil B thing?
Yeah, what's going on with this curse? What,
is it Lil B the Bass God, Nick?
Yes.
His full name? So Lil B the Bass God put a curse on James Harden a few years ago that he's carried over because he said he came up with, and or his peeps came up with, the little cooking motion that James Harden makes when everything's going well in Rockets land and he's on a roll. And he put that curse on James and said he will not have all this success and he will never win a championship, do all these other things, until he so decides to lift the curse. So
it worked.
Yeah, and it's been working. Yeah. So the other day, Max Kellerman and his crew with that show, Stephen A., RIP to your mom, and wishes and prayers out to you. He lost his mom, so Stephen A.'s not on the show. So they take the show on remote for the finals to the Bay Area. And so instead of being the full title Lil B the Bass God, he's just Lil B, and he comes in all dapped up, shirt, tie, suit, and your suit jacket. And Molly Kerm keeps kind of pushing him. Hey, isn't it time to lift that curse on James Harden? And, of course, Max Kellerman, who's anti-Harden these days, like, no, leave it on. See if he can get through the choke jobs. You know, and they're going back and forth. And he finally, you know, just gets to the point where he's considering it on the air and sounded something like this.
Now, James Harden. It seems that the curse is still going with James Harden, right?
Oh, yeah. Curse of James Harden is still there. Still active.
And still rolling. And it's still active? Yeah. Now, is there a way for you to take the curse off Harden, or is that something you have to consult the Bass God about? How does this work? Your relationship with the Bass God and Harden? What's going on here?
Yeah. So, you know, I think with the curse of Harden is something that it can be lifted, mm-hmm. maybe if we do it on here, or, you know, he acknowledges what's going on mm-hmm. with the... You know, because that is a Lil B cooking dance sports celebration. That's where it came from. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I just think Harden, he fought through the curse this year. He did a great job, but it just wasn't enough.
Right. I think we should lift it right now. What do you guys think? No?
Haters.
Lil B, not you think enough we should just moment, lift right? it right now? He struggled in the playoffs. Come on.
I think, you know, I think.
America's listening.
For you.
Yeah. Let's bless him.
The it's James Sunday. Harden's curse is lifted.
Oh!
What?
Oh,
what?
Breaking news. Oh.
H-Town, stand
it's
up.
It's wow. done.
It's go time.
It's official right now.
It's official.
Oh,
it's
James
done.
Harden go bananas in the Drew Leader tonight.
Hold on, let me get on Twitter real quick.
Now when the Rockets choke next playoffs, he'll have no one to blame but himself, James Harden.
All right.
So there's Max Kellerman, not letting me down, and basically backing up what he said when he was on the air with us just a few weeks back. But I don't know if you get into this whole curse thing, but of course the Kool-Aid drinking Rockets fans, especially those in certain sections behind the basket, were very deeply concerned about this curse for the last couple of years.
Were they? Is that a real thing? People
they were like talking about it, bringing it up, having signs at games. It's like, okay, slow down.
Yeah, that seems kind of silly.
Yeah, who cares about the curse like that? But, you know.
But it's lifted, so now, like they said, there's no more excuses. You can't, if James Harden doesn't win championships for the rest of his career, that's on him. Not on Lil B the Bass God.
Which I've never heard.
Have you ever heard any of his music?
No, that's what I was, that's I was literally what I was saying guys. In the commercial break. I'm like, I'm not that familiar with the guy. There might be a song or a track that I'm familiar with, I just don't know.
It's the most fascinating thing. This dude has millions of followers, and no one's ever heard a song.
I like how he pointed at Molly Kerm and said, for you, I will lift the ban.
Well, which he's a smart man. But at the same time, I bet you that he has a lot of woofers at his shows because he is the bass
like
god.
4 15-inch woofers.
Woofers, yep, because he is the bass god. Nick, maybe you should dig up some Lil B the Bass God that we can bump out. We can literally bump out to.
Oh, I like that.
See that?
You're using those technical terms.
See what I did there?
Sounding fancy.
Thank you very much.
All right.
So we got that. So no more curse. And as Molly said, stand up, Houston. I'm not sure that anybody pulled over and took a deep breath and a sigh of relief that that's over, but that's behind us. And then, Nick, we still got time to get into this Chris Rock audio. Chris? Yeah?
We can do it in the next segment.
All right, we'll roll it over to the next segment because Chris Rock, I didn't realize this, and maybe you know Barry, not just maybe because he's a comedian, but him, he's talking about Carmelo Anthony and Lala and the whole, is there, you know, are they getting divorced? Are they not? But there's beef there too?
Yeah, that I don't. I
didn't know that.
I didn't realize that either. But, you know, with guys like Chris Rock, you're going to rub people the wrong way sometimes.
Sure.
I've got the audio. It's really not that bad, by the way. I did hear it. It's not, I don't feel like, I think considering Carmelo Anthony's recent situation with his wife or ex-wife or whatever the case may be.
Oh, they're married still.
He's very defensive. But if you want to listen to what Chris Rock said on Wendy, I don't think it's that offensive, but here's, you tell me what you think.
Okay.
Okay, so Lala was there, but without Carmelo. Now, woo! I know you're friends with these people, and I know you were at least invited to the wedding. Yes, you were. And by the way, who claims them as friends? You or?
I don't know, but if Lala's interested in, you know, going short next time. Lala's a bad boy. Woo! Fine.
Yeah, but are you friends with Carmelo?
Wow. Yes.
I'm friendly with Carmelo. I'm not, you know.
So you would jump over him?
Hey, they're married. You're not supposed to mess with other teams, you know, players.
But if you're not that close, then
she's hot though. She looked great the other night.
Would you like to ask her for a date? Who do you want to date?
I'm okay.
Okay.
I'm all right. I'm good.
I was just looking out for Emma. Ooh, and as he nervously swigs.
I'm like, hey.
Body language 101.
I don't think the Wendy Williams shows where you ask.
Okay, so look.
Okay, that's a little racy.
Racy? Really?
He's trying to move in on another dude's wife a little bit.
Is that what it sounds like, though? I mean,
he sounded like it a little bit to me.
He said she was hot.
I mean, yeah, all he did was say she was fine. Like, so?
You know, this is also the guy.
Which he's wrong, by the way. She's not that hot.
That he was cheating on his wife.
But, I mean, you know, half of it is probably just him having some fun. And like I said, you know, sometimes when you guys like Chris Rock, you're saying things, you're having fun. That's why he backed off a little bit when she tried to press it. I mean,
right. He's a comedian and he made a joke.
Yeah.
You know, like if you want to go short next time, I don't think it was, you know, considering he's a comedian.
Yep.
I would think that was just a joke. That's how I perceived it. I don't know how everybody else looked at it.
No, I'm with you. That's exactly what I think it was. Just him kind of being funny and making a basketball kind of joke. And yeah.
Yeah, I disagree completely.
Do you?
No. But I will say this. The more offensive line was when they asked Carmelo about when they found out about his indiscretions. And they said, I thought you were married. And he basically said in reference to Lala, well, I mean, she was. Like he could do whatever he wanted, but Lala was married. It's that whole other world, man.
Yeah.
When you're a professional athlete traveling. It's when Charles used to go back and say, for 8 months a year, I'm single because I get lonely on the road. Come on, man. Seriously.
That's crazy.
That's
dude.
A bit of a stretch.
Yeah. Yeah. Is this Lil B?
Is this Lil B the bass guy?
I guess.
Well, I hear the bass. I feel it.
C-A-I-L-O-U is the name of the song. I have no idea.
C-A what?
C-A-I-L-O-U. Kailu?
Kailu? What?
Sounds like someone in the trenches.
I'm too old for this.
All right. Well, there you go. The curse lifted, and so is the career of Lil B, the bass guy, as we bump out to the magical sounds.
Somebody said they cut off one of their earbuds because they thought it was messed up because our stream was in mono.
That's not a good decision. Nothing says rash.
Oh, you're bad.
Nothing says rash decision like that.
You're bad.
Yeah, wow.
That's great.
All right, so we got plenty more show to get to. If you want to join us, 713-780-3776, or hit us up on Twitter, we're the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, Barry, Nick, and Joel, till four usual suspects as we continue to roll on. A couple things getting a lot of run, and I'm not sure why. But again, to fill time in the offseason, the NFL Network is doing their top 100 players. J.J. Watt, number 35. He basically, shall we say, did not agree. And some people are saying that he's mad, he should have been higher. And I've heard that around the city. Other people are saying that he basically said he didn't deserve it. And he said, basically, this countdown is a joke. I only played three games last year. To me, and you and I were talking in the break, it just seems like that's him saying, I shouldn't be higher. I probably shouldn't be at 35 until I get back to playing like I used to play.
Yeah, I think it's just him saying, hey, I didn't play last year. I can't be one of the 100 best last.
You think that's what he was saying?
Yeah.
See, I was going to ask because there's two different ways that people are looking at it.
You don't think that, oh, I only played three games, I deserve better, if you looked at base just my three games that I played. Maybe he looked at it that way? Like if you just based it just on the three games that he played as opposed to the fact that he missed so many games in the season.
I don't think so. I mean, I didn't take it that way. I could see where you would say, is he mad because how can you bump him down so far having missed most of the season? I guess, but I didn't take it as such. I thought maybe, because this is a year-to-year thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah, because a year ago he was number three.
Yeah.
After he came off a 17.5 sack, three forced fumble season, and 76 combined tackles.
Maybe he was. Maybe, you know.
So there is two ways to look at it.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe he is throwing shade. I didn't take it as such.
I mean, and the other thing is again, are you looking at it from a body of work perspective? Or are you looking at, what have you done for me in the last 12 months?
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe he is. I don't know. I didn't take it that way. I thought he meant, like, it's ridiculous that I'm on the list. I shouldn't have been this year.
I couldn't tell. I might have been looking too much into it. I really can't tell.
Well, there are some J.J. Watt haters out there, you included.
I'm really not. I really couldn't tell.
I can see the disdain in your face right now for him.
It's really weird that of Houston icons in sports, two of the, shall we say, I guess, is Altuve the most recognizable face on the Astros?
On the Astros?
Yeah, yes. On the Astros. Okay. Yes. So you would say that the current Mount Rushmore of Houston, and I don't want to do this,
no,
but I'm saying, okay, so you're just
please.
Saying, okay, let's just, I'll phrase it a different way.
Okay.
The most recognizable player on each team is Harden, Watt, Altuve.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Two of those three players nationally, from a fan perspective, I don't want to say are loathed or hated, but they're not very well liked. And I told you guys in the past how I would survey the broadcasters that came to town in the NBA who said that Blake Griffin and the Clippers were their number one most hated player and team, but that James Harden was a solid second, climbing to first, and so were the Rockets. And I was shocked by that because obviously I drank the Kool-Aid for years, so I was like, I thought the Rockets were loved universally and found out otherwise.
Yeah.
The same could be said about J.J. Watt, because I've heard a lot of people compare him to the overexposure Peyton Manning got nationally. And from a national perspective, talking to a lot of broadcasters, they said, man, people around the country outside of Houston, I don't know if it's they get sick of seeing so much of J.J. on commercials and everything, but they're kind of in that same Harden boat, and I was shocked by that.
It's weird because I don't feel like he would be getting as much national exposure as he does locally. Those HEB commercials aren't running.
No, he does Papa John's.
Yeah, but
he's
those
got a
like
Papa John's. He had a.
He's got a lot of local
others.
Stuff. Like, do you think the Ford truck stuff is running in North Dakota?
The national ones are Papa John's, Reebok.
Neither is the Papa John's. Like the Papa John's ones are probably not running.
They're probably regional.
They are because there's the ones that there's several in the last 2 years that included him and Peyton Manning, and there might have been somebody else, and of course Papa John himself. But in NFL playoff games and such, he's got. But he's had a. I had the same questions you guys had, but he's had enough national endorsements where people see a lot of him in the NFL. The NFL networks, not the NFL network, but networks that carry the NFL have used him in a lot of promos too. But I just didn't realize that a lot of people are kind of over seeing so much of J.J. Watt.
I could see that. I mean, locally, I see for sure. Imagine, I don't know what's getting run nationally. But, yeah, locally, I could see where people are making that assumption. It's that saturation. It's like you said. It's like people got sick of seeing Peyton Manning. But the thing about the Peyton Manning commercials is at least they were funny.
Yeah.
At least they were good. J.J. Watt isn't a Peyton Manning when it comes to commercials. He's not as funny. He's not as good of an actor. It's not as – I mean – Manning is really – he's a good actor, and he's a good – his timing is impeccable when it comes to comedy. And Watt doesn't have that. And so I think that's where people are like, all right, if I'm going to have to look at you all the time, I want it to be entertaining like Manning is.
Now,
and if you're not, then people are like, okay, let's move on.
The Saturday Night Live skit where Manning is throwing to all those kids on the playground.
Oh, yeah.
And just talking mess to them.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Good stuff.
You know, he's hosting the ESPYs this year. That could be very entertaining.
Yeah.
Peyton Manning has hosted the ESPYs.
Yeah, he'll probably do a good job.
Yeah, he'll probably be funny. You know, like he won't bore the audience, I don't think.
Well, he will if he has good writers. That's all up to the writers.
Absolutely.
I mean, even when Kimmel does stuff or anyone that hosts an award show, that's all writers that you never see. They don't, you know, it's all behind the scenes stuff. And they just basically submit a pool of jokes and the best ones get picked in the writer's room. And so it won't be anything that Peyton Manning's writing. But delivery is key, too, when you have those things. Yeah, and his timing is good. He's got good comedic timing, so I'm sure it'll be fun.
And I'll say this, too, on the JJ front. The one thing that I thought he went too far with. I mean, the guy, look, he knows how to play the game. Ever since he's gotten to Houston, he wears the Astros hats after practice. When he goes to Rockets games, he wears the Elijah Wan jersey. You know, he's all about talking and saying all the right things, doing all the right things. He went a little far a couple years back when he said, I don't have time for a girlfriend because football is my girlfriend and football takes up all my time. That drew a lot of critics saying a lot of things on a lot of fronts. Thankfully, that's behind us as well now, too. As we know, the young lady he's dating is playing for the Dash. But overall, that also got people to say, okay, I mean, you may be going a little too far. Like, some of that's believable, but some of it, because I tell people all the time, and a lot of times I do it because it's like an overzealous Houston fan, but for all he says about the Rockets and the Astros and the Texans, I guarantee you, because he still wears Brewers and Milwaukee Braves hats and things, but I guarantee you, and this really gets the ire of some of my buddies that are Texans fans, if he had a chance to leave the Texans to go to Green Bay, he would go.
You think?
I do. Because he grew up and spent his whole life in Wisconsin, and it's in the blood. And I'm not trying to do that to start something here or to create animosity, but there is a true passion for the sports teams in that state when you grew up there. And I really believe it's, you know, because everybody said it's like Reggie White when he came to the Packers. You know, everybody wants to play for the Packers. No, I don't think that. But I think that when you've grown up and spent your whole life in Green Bay, and he said he idolized Brett Favre growing up and all these other things. I really do. I think if he had the chance to go play for Green Bay, especially if the money was the same, I think he'd go. Just throwing it out there.
Okay.
You're not touching that one, are you?
I am not saying, nope. I'm not going to assume what a man would do.
I'm not afraid to say it, but if I gave my opinion, I think he would go. Nick?
I think the only way he would get a chance, like you mentioned, to go to Green Bay is if the money's there, and I don't think the money's there.
No, but I'm just saying, real.
Okay. To me, that's the only thing that would create a chance.
If he could go and select the team.
I mean, because, yeah, like, everyone wants to play for their hometown team or the team they grew up loving. Well, there's no doubt about that.
Not enough to take less money.
I had a buddy of mine that's like an over-the-top Texans fan. It's like, what are you talking about? He's not a Wisconsinite anymore. He's a true Houstonian. He's dedicated and loves everything.
Those people are
Houston
foolish,
Texas.
Though. I don't know who's telling you that.
Yeah, I'm like, this is a grown man, too. And I'm like, you know what, bro? You're going a little far.
Yeah, that's somebody that doesn't understand human behavior or something, because that doesn't sound right. I mean, like, no. That dude, you're from where you're from. He still goes back to games and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
You've
silly.
Described a lot of Kool-Aid drinking Houston fans
for Did
a
I?
Couple of different sports.
Yeah. Okay.
Kurtlow's out there, so is Maya. All right, so we got one in the books, two to go. Plenty more show. If you want to join us, please do. 713-780-3776, the HRNP listener line is open right now if you want to text us or call us. And, of course, do what you do best. Hit us up on Twitter, and we'll make sure to interact with you as well. The usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. ESPN 97.5. KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gao Media Station.
Sounds fascinating.